So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Beis ruled Shnayim Oichs Metalis Yachloiku. The entire talis is divided equally under all circumstances. However, the Gemara cites a brayso that rules Shnayim Adukim Metalis. If each person is holding on to a part of the talis, and there is a section in between, each one receives the part that he is holding in his hand, and they then swear and divide the rest. The Gemara explains, Masnitin the Tfisi Bikarkashta. Our Mishnah discussed a case where they are both holding the talis by the fringes, and the entire talis is considered Vahashar Chalkim Bishava. Accordingly, Hai Sudra, when one takes a hold of a kerchief to effect a kinich alipin, kivin the tafis be shalish al shalish, karina be benosin lari eyu, to command the pasik dami bekani. The pasik says, shalif ish nalai benosin lari eyu. He must give him the kerchief. Since we have learned that the section in his hand is considered separate from the rest, the kinyan is performed as soon as he is holding the minimal size of 3 tefachim. The Gemara explains how to divide the talis. It might say talis muzheves chalken. If there was a strip of gold on the talis, it is divided equally, even if the koy dahava be mitzi umekarv legab lechad. The gold is closer to one of them, because the other person can argue, my chaz is the palgis hachi palg hachi. We divide the other way, in which each gets half the gold. The Gemara cites a brayso regarding a disputed document. Shnayim adukim b'shtar. If two people are holding a loan document, malva oimer shalihu benafel mimenu umitzasiv v'loiva oimer shalchahu uparatav lach. The creditor claims that it represents an outstanding debt and he lost it, and now found it, while the debtor claims he repaid the loan, took back the document, and then he lost it and now found it. Iskayim hashtar b'chesam av divi rabbi. If the document can be authenticated, it must be repaid. However, they divide the document and they only pay half the debt. The Gemara explains, everyone agrees that a certified document is divided equally in accordance with the ruling of our Mishnah regarding Shnayim Oichsin. However, they disagree regarding an uncertified document. Rabbi holds, a creditor must authenticate a document before demanding payment, even if the debtor admits to its validity, because chaspa ba'almahu. If the debtor validated the document, he's also believed that the loan was paid based on Migidu Mezuyev. However, if the creditor authenticates the document with witnesses, the debtor is no longer believed that it was repaid because he does not have the Migui. Therefore, imakayim le polig, v'iloy makayim le loy polig. If the creditor authenticates the shtar, he gets half the payment. But if he does not authenticate the shtar, he gets nothing. However, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds, Moed b'shtar shekesavai ain't tzarich l'kaimoi. The debtor is never believed to say it is repaid because Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds that migui de mezuyev is not a valid migui. Therefore, if he admits that the document is authentic, avagav de l'mikayim le'yachleiku, they divide the value of the loan. The Brisa concludes, nafali yadayin. As the Gemara explains, achar shematzah shtar, shenafali yadayin, the cost of behempik. If someone finds a document that was certified by the court, lo yutzi or lomis, the finder shall keep it forever, because cheshin leperayin, we suspect that it was repaid. However, b'yisi mer harehu b'cheskasa, it is assumed to represent an outstanding loan, and le cheshin leperayin, we do not suspect it was repaid, because as Rashi explains, man de mahadri le shtar perua la'al tezar be'lekari b'le mashile, a debtor usually destroys the document as soon as it is returned to him. The Gemara brings an opinion that epoch. The first brayso reversed the machlokes. Rabbi Yisi actually holds lo yotzi erlamis because chashin leperoyin, while the chacham say harei bechaskasa and the document is returned because lo chashin leperoyin. The Gemara also cites a brayso regarding matzah shtar kesuba b'shuk, someone who finds a kesuba document, in which there is a machlokes whether yachza leisha, whether to return it to the woman. The Gemara discusses two additional suspicions which apply even while they are still married. Chashin and l'shtei kesubais. He may have written a second kesuba after she lost the first. And emer tzrari atfasa, the husband may have designated specific property or set aside money for her kesuba. The Gemara now explains how to divide a disputed document. Machlekes b'sheshneim adukim b'tayfis b'sheshneim b'tayrif. The document is divided equally if they are both holding on to the same part of the document, the tayfis, the standard text, or the tayrif, which contains the details of this particular loan, including the date. However, echad adik b'tayfis, echad adik b'tayrif, zeinatol tayfis, zeinatol tayrif. If one is holding the tayfis and the other the tayrif, they each receive that section in accordance with the earlier ruling. Zeinatol makam shiyad magas, zeinatol makam shiyad magas. They each receive the portion in their possession. The Gemara explains, however, that they do not actually cut the shtar in half. Rather, they divide their relative value as follows. Shtara de'ispe zman kamashavi, or de'lespe zman kamashavi. We assess the difference in value between a dated document, which is government mishabdi, establishes a lien on the debtor's property, and an undated document, which is loy government mishabdi, does not establish a lien, and yohiv le heyich de beini beini. The one holding the tariff receives the difference, and they divide the remainder of the debt. The Gemara points out, v'yachleiku nami da'amaron ledmei. The ruling of Yachleiku also refers to a monetary rather than a physical division, because the Mishnah also discusses Shnaim Rechven Agabe Behema, referring to an animal of disputed ownership. Now, Tahaira Chazi Labasa, they can slaughter a kosher animal and divide its meat. However, Temeya Haf Sedua, physically dividing a non-kosher animal destroys its value. Rather, Ledmei, they divide its value.